Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And now for the last few minutes of our program for this week, we want to hear from longtime New Yorkers on what you did in the city this summer that you had never done before. It's a huge city out there, and there's so much that people haven't done before, so many iconic activities, even if you've lived here for 10 years or for your whole life. So give us a call and tell it how it went and whether it lived up to the hype. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And we say longtime New Yorker. I guess we'll leave that definition roughly up to you if you feel like a longtime New Yorker. I'd say 10 years or more might qualify, but whatever your personal benchmark is, we'll let yourself define in this area. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. If you're a longtime New Yorker, what iconic New York activity did you finally do this summer or this year? And did it live up to the hype? 212-433-WNYC. Carrie Nolan, our Morning Edition host from WQXR, went to Carnegie Hall for the first time. She said it was a surprise that it wasn't as opulent as she thought it would be. A listener, Annie, wrote on her Facebook page, "I finally took the A train from one end to the other to go to Rockaway Beach. I didn't like Rockaway Beach all that much, and I had a sore butt from riding the A train for 3 hours. Listener Amy had afternoon tea at the Plaza for the first time. Laurel went to the Queens Hall of Science. Michael went to Jacob Riis' Beach. It's the Rockaways, right? One of the Brian Lehrer Show producers, Alana, was born and raised here and had never ridden the Cyclone before she did it this summer last weekend and found that it was a lot less rickety than its reputation, but nevertheless a lot more frightening. So longtime New Yorkers, what did you finally do this year that's an iconic New York activity, and did it live up to the hype? 212-433-WNYC. We'll take your calls right after this. Lehrer on WNYC, as we're taking your calls now on the iconic New York activity that you finally did this year, and did it live up to the hype? Rachel in Manhattan, you're on the air. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. What'd you do?
I went to the Grand Central Oyster Bar last week for the first time, even though I grew up in New York City. And even though I found it overpriced and the food was a little bit average, I truly felt like I was on the set of Mad Men, like I had stepped into the mid-century New York City of my grandparents. And, you know, with the, they have a Dolly Lips couch in the bathroom and the arched ceilings and Oysters Rockefeller on the menu. To me, that was worth every penny.
The romance was alive at the Oyster Bar. Scott in Beacon, you're on WNYC. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Brian. How's it going?
Good. So what'd you do?
I went on the Staten Island Ferry for the first time.
And?
I thought it was fantastic. I had never been so close to the Statue of Liberty and took a ton of great pictures.
I love the Staten Island Ferry. It's the best bargain in town.
Really, it is.
Ethan in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ethan.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
Good. What'd you do?
Well, it's what I'm going to do tomorrow morning. I'm doing the Gertrude Ederle swimming from the Battery to Sandy Hook. It's 17 and a half miles, and Gertrude Ederle did it about 100 years ago, breaking the record before her channel, record-breaking swim. And I'm doing it to raise money for APOPO, APOPO.org, which trains rats to sniff out landmines. So
very cool. Good luck.
There it is. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Some of the others that have come in on Facebook and on our webpage, Dre wrote, "I rode my bike to Roosevelt Island and then rode around and picnicked in the park there." Megan walked the Brooklyn Bridge for the first time and hated it. She writes, "It was awful. All tourists, no room to walk, almost getting killed by bikers. Awful, awful." And Rebecca wrote, "After going to the Bronx, Central Park, and Prospect Park zoos all my life, went to Queens and Staten Island zoos. Loved them. They were less crowded and had great animals. If they weren't so far, we would go to them more than the others." Stephanie in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Steph.
Hi.
What'd you do?
I explored upstate New York and went hiking and camping for a week in the Adirondacks, and I absolutely loved it.
Yay.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
I go there
lived up to every explanation, expectation.
And I think it's the largest protected non-national park in the country.
Really?
And, you know, it's just so wild there. You can really get into the wilderness.
Yeah, I was really hoping to have a black bear encounter, but sadly, I guess they didn't sniff out our campsite.
I don't know that you really want the black bear encounter. Stick to the deer, maybe.
Right.
Stephanie, thank you. Jerry in the Bronx, you're on the air. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Brian. Love your show.
Thank you.
We went to Governor's Island. We've lived in New York for 30-plus years, and we went to Governor's Island. And there was a big art show there, which our son was in. But we saw so much wonderful art and young people just doing so many wonderful creative things.
Thank you. Paul on the Upper West Side. Hi, Paul. What did you do?
Oh, I went on the Coney Island at the age of 49, and I'm over 6.5 feet tall. And that ride is not built for people at that age. Not everybody was 6.5 feet tall.
You're talking about the cyclone itself?
Yeah, the cycle of the cars on the roller coaster, they're not really big. If you have really long legs, it's really tight. But I know that new roller coasters are built with computers, and if they were to run the blueprints from the cyclone into the new software that they use to build those fancy roller coasters, they would probably catch the problems with the turns. Otherwise, yeah, you could really tell it was built by hand with men with rulers.
By men with rulers. Did you agree with our producer, Alana, that it was less rickety than its reputation, but a lot more frightening?
Oh, yeah. You could tell. It was built, 85 years ago. When I got off the ride, I could feel my bones a little bit rattled. But, it's not for people that are over 6.5 feet tall. That's all I would say.
Thank you very much. Thaddeus in Washington Heights. You're on WNYC. Hi, Thaddeus.
Hey, man.
What'd you do?
Yeah, here's the new icon. Iconic activity. I've already done all the old ones, riding the A-train and going out to the Fort Clinton or something like that. Up here in upstate Manhattan, the new iconic activity, I nearly got sprayed by a skunk. They're all over the place. You got to watch out.
They are. I live not too far from there,
and I smell them.
Now. I've never gotten sprayed.
He missed me and got the guy next to me out in the park. Unbelievable.
Did he provoke him?
It's a little baby skunk. They're all little black and white skunks all over the place. Little babies running around. No, he just almost stomped on its head, and the skunk took exception to that and let fly. I couldn't believe it. You talk about clearing out a room.
I guess so. Yeah, that'll make you feel like you're in the country a little bit, and I like that nickname for my neighborhood, Inwood, upstate Manhattan. You can walk in the woods in Manhattan, in Inwood, upstate Manhattan. Evan in Brooklyn, you're on the air. Hi, Evan.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. What'd you do?
I actually got to play in an open fire hydrant for the first time. My parents grew up in Brooklyn, and I moved to Brooklyn recently from Long Island and all that fun stuff, and it made me feel like they were passing the torch to me in some way, and it was really cool because my whole block just started walking by, and everybody got into it. It was one of those hot nights where it was like 95 degrees out, and it was just a great experience.
Thank you very much. Greg in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Brian. How you doing?
Okay. What'd you do?
We took the ferry from, by the South Street Seaport to the Jersey Shore, and it was great.
South Street Seaport to the Jersey Shore. Really? There's a ferry that does that?
Well, it's right near the seaport.
How long does it take? Where on the Jersey Shore?
It's like 45 minutes. You go to Sandy Hook. It's great, You get this impression of the Jersey Shore from the TV show that it's one way, and you get over there, and it's beautiful.
And it's not snooky. Greg, thank you. Kathy in Valley Stream, you're on the air. Hi, Kathy. What did you do?
Hi, Brian. I went to the New York Botanical Garden yesterday for the first time. I grew up in the 60s visiting my grandparents who lived on Southern Boulevard right across the street from the Bronx Zoo, and we always passed botanical gardens, never went there. I finally went yesterday. The Monet exhibit was absolutely beautiful, and you just can't believe that that's in the middle of the Bronx. And then to top it off with dinner at Arthur Avenue, I'd highly recommend it.
Thank you very much. Gregory writes on our page that he went to Williamsburg, Brooklyn, for the first time. On our Facebook page, he said, quote, I grew up on Staten Island, but had never been to Williamsburg. In July, I went to the Brooklyn Bowl to see Los Lobos with my 24-year-old son at the crowded Bedford Avenue station. After the show, I looked around and said to my son, except for me, there's no one under 35 on this platform. Paisley in Brooklyn, you're on the air. Hi, Paisley.
Hi.
What'd you do?
Well, the Gotham Girls had their first game in Coney Island, and a bunch of us went and rode the Wonder Wheel afterwards. For the first time.
Very cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Lucy in Manhattan, you're on the air. Hi, Lucy. What'd you do?
Hi. I'm a native New Yorker, but I had never been to the Tweed Courthouse. And it has been, obviously, a million-dollar refurbishment. And it was absolutely eye-opening and fantastic. I learned that the building is made of cast iron. There are different styles in it, very different styles. They were able to replicate the chandeliers that had been built in the 1800s. It was just a fabulous building. And the other thing that I did was I discovered Riverside Park at 59th Street and all the walkways and the flowers and the old locomotive there and the public artwork. A whole new adventure.
Into the nature and the architecture of the city for Lucy in Manhattan. And we will let listener Jerry have the last word. Jerry Siegel told us on Facebook that he canoed down the Bronx River, and it was like being in Maine. He even wrote a song about it. Here it is, The Bronx River Song by Jerry Siegel.
Oh, I'm looking in the open sun, standing down by the city, loaded fish for the river, in the Bronx with my cowboy hat on.
How about that? I wonder if that is the first song ever written about the Bronx River, the Bronx River Song by Jerry Siegel. Thanks for all your calls on iconic New York activities that you longtime New Yorkers finally did.